This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a lot of good stories out there that start with a purchase. For a while now, we've been asking you to tell us your stories about how a simple exchange of money for merchandise affected you in a surprising way, maybe even changed your life. We call it the transaction.
My name is Patrick McConnell, and I live in Sterling, Virginia. This is the story about accidentally covering someone's bar tab. I was living in Philadelphia, half-heartedly attempting to finish grad school. And some friends and I would go to a dive bar on South Street called the Tritone every Wednesday night to hear a friend of ours play washboard in a blues band called Shaky Lyman and the Honeybees. One night, we were there listening to the band, and a particular girl came in. I'd met her a week or two earlier at a shore party in New Jersey thrown by the washboard player. She seemed kind of interesting. I was interested in talking to her a little bit more, but just as we were finishing up our dinners, a friend of hers ran in having some sort of bathroom emergency. He was really desperate to get into her apartment, which happened to be around the corner, so they quickly got up and left. A minute later, the waitress, whose name was Tuesday, showed up with our bills and realized that the woman had left without paying, and I just said, I got it. I was only making $1,600 a month, maybe. So covering someone else's bar tab, even just for a couple sandwiches and maybe a Pabst or two, was not a trivial expense for me at the time. The combined check came, I put it on plastic, and I went home. Apparently 10 minutes after we left, she came running back to the bar, realizing that she had not paid her bill, and went up to the waitress, and Tuesday said, No, I thought, you know, him picking up your tab was the plan. She explained, No, it wasn't. I have to find that guy. Many phone calls to mutual friends later, she managed to track me down so she could repay the favor and take me out. The makeup dinner apparently went pretty well. In October, we'll have been married 10 years. We have a 4-year-old boy and a 4-month-old boy, and life is kind of amazing.
Happy anniversary, I guess, right? In October. Listener Patrick McConnell, he is from Sterling, Virginia. We want to hear your transaction story. In fact, we need to, because it doesn't work without you. Could be sad, could be happy, or funny. We will take them all. Send them our way at marketplace.org.